Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Welcome to another Weedsman Nugget podcast here from Christopher Media. I'm one of your hosts, Aaron. Today, I'm joined by Chris and Rob, the core Weedsman group. We talk about the unavoidable subject of Ebola, listen to Snoop Dogg interview the Fuck It Lady, and listen to the new version of Because I Got High. But first, the one-minute bong hit, which in true stoner fashion takes 5 minutes. Here it is.
Yeah. What up, YouTube? YouTube!
It's your boy. I think you've shown me this video before.
What? Really coming at you for Custom Grow 420 to 18 number channel design for
Kevin. Yeah, I love this dude.
All right, man, at this one, we're about to do a one-minute bong hit. This one's going to be strictly for fun. We're going to try to bust this one out.
I can do it. Mind.
Back in the day with all the friends, we used to always have fun trying to go hard on it, take a turn, seeing what we could all do. So this one, we're going to try a one-minute bong hit for you guys. We need you guys to judge. You guys do the timer. If anybody plays along, if you guys get down at your house and you guys try this out, go down in the comments and let me know how it worked out for you. If you're a fellow YouTuber and you videotape it, upload that bad boy and let me know when it's ready.
I'm going to time them.
We're going to shoot for a one-minute bong hit. This video is strictly for fun.
Yes.
You guys already know what's up. Let's take the camera, prop it up, and show you guys what we're going to look
at. I want to see if he does it.
We got some three.
Watching a video of the one-minute bong hit.
Keith, the last of it. This stuff is from Vaughn.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean,
a little bit of money shot of that Keith there.
That could be a lot.
Like, we're gonna go in on top of this stuff right here. We did the strain review on the Blue Dreams right here.
And we're also Blue Dream.
Blue Dreams. Blue Dreams, Holmes.
It's not plural.
We haven't done
plural everything's.
But let's get to loading this bad boy up.
We're smoking some Blue Dreams.
We're smoking some Blue Dreams.
Like I said, a minute long
draw.
What are
you doing over there, Stokies? You're smoking some Blue Dreams.
Yes, sweet Scott, I smoke the Blue Dreams.
Tried long bong hits before.
See, like right here, this is
we're gonna try and get one up
what?
This one.
Give stoners a bad name. Like, this guy's going way too... Like, do we need this?
I've come to conclusion that there's multiple different types of stoners.
Keep a little bit off to the side.
But, I mean, do we need the play-by-play of him packing the bowl? Like,
you know what? There's people out there like me that watch this kind of video.
Just roast this whole huge bowl up at one time and get this bad boy just roasted. We want to actually keep...
How long is the video for the one-minute bong hit?
6 minutes.
Yeah. Fucking stoner.
Yeah.
Takes him 6 minutes to do a 1 minute bong hit.
Man, that looks like a
nice
bowl.
Oh, he's keeping
it up. Yeah, that's a nice bowl.
He's keeping the fuck out of that.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, he's 5 minutes late for the 1 minute bong hit. I mean, it's a stoner.
See, the reason I like his videos is
that little scooper he's got. I like that, Rob.
It's a nice, yeah.
Nice little tool. It's like a little garden shovel, but it's like miniature.
Yeah.
Like which, by the way,
it looks like a Lego shovel. We can go to the Lego store and go buy a whole bunch.
Let's give this
in the bin. Yeah.
Let's give this gentleman his due. This is Custom Grow 420 on YouTube. It's called 1 minute bong hit.
I want to see if this guy can do it.
We'll at least give him.
He looks like a hesher.
Oh, for sure.
I think he can do it. He's getting psyched, man. Look at him. He's pumped up. That's not Rob breathing. That's him.
Yeah. Hey, I worked on my breathing.
It's going to be a little bit shorter of a video, so if you don't get your fill of some Custom Grow 420 at the end of this one, check out some of the other videos on this channel.
I think he's got a towel and everything.
Library. Like I said, this one's just fun.
What's the towel for?
We're going to find out.
Somebody keep track.
Oh, boy.
Tell me how long it exactly was.
It's,
he's kind of got the...
It's a multi-purpose tool.
He's sweating.
If you ever read Douglas Adams, you wouldn't question it.
Nice. All right, buddy.
Where did the towel go?
He just put it down on the table.
He needs
the
third lung for this one.
It's like yoga for him. Inhale, exhale slowly.
Oh, okay.
Just got an ounce in the mouth.
Now show me downward dog.
Downward.
Come up into sunrise.
If you guys are still watching this video right now, if you haven't clicked off, if at any point you enjoy this video, make sure you give this video the thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed to this channel already, subscribe for more. Ooh,
Husa.
Husa?
That really works, huh?
That's his mantra, I think.
I like how he's spinning the bowl, too.
Husa.
He's spinning the bowl by the handle.
Husa. He's getting the bong's chi.
Damn.
Up.
This guy's stalling worse than your kids trying to go to bed, man.
I know, right?
You guys ready?
No.
No, we've been ready.
Hold on. Give me another 5 minutes to watch you breathe.
You just come?
Oh, you guys already know what's up. If you got questions, comments, I want you to throw them down. I'm coming to you.
Is he trying to start a challenge?
Yep.
Right on.
You guys thankful for anything? Why do you smoke?
Relieve tension of workplace stress. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, work has been kind of stressing you out lately, huh?
You know, some of the stuff, it just gets to you, you know, overall, you know, people, personalities, dealing with them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It adds up.
I think you work anywhere with, like, less than 10 people, and you're bound to have tensions run high at times.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Even the most innocuous person who you could, you know, like, I can just ignore them, but then they're just there every day.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you still talking?
Right. There's this one guy that works there, and I don't understand how this guy still has a job. He's just family. So it's, you know, it's the old.
Oh, yeah.
He's family. It won't change.
Yeah, but that is tough, man.
I get by. That's why I'm thankful.
No, I mean tough when it comes to, like, firing a family member. I worked for my parents before.
Right.
And it was kind of a family business for a short period of time until it drove everybody nuts and everybody hated the sight of the building.
Oh.
Rob's busting moves.
So what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? What are you thankful for, Mr. Chris?
Huh?
What are you thankful for, man?
I don't know. I'm thankful I don't have Ebola, and no one's going to get Ebola.
Ebola!
I'm thankful I haven't had to hear anything about Ebola today, except for that story.
Why is it the most covered stories?
Everyone is losing their fucking mind.
Well, yes, yes.
Why?
Yes. I don't know.
Why? Like, do you know, like, I was called, like, a narcissist. I was called a narcissist who thought he was better than everybody because I was talking about open a fucking biology book. Right. Unless you are fucking somebody, doing a blood transfusion with them, exposed to their feces, you know, so you believe everything the media and the CDC tell you? Like, Jesus Christ. Don't you remember biology class in high school? It's a virus. You know, they're going to make it airborne. Like, have you seen these memes on the internet?
They're going to make it airborne.
Have you seen these memes on the internet that end with, like, and that's when the FEMA camps start? Like, have you seen?
Oh, yeah.
No, what do you
have? Oh, my God.
I
can't believe.
I don't understand. What does FEMA have to do with this?
Dude, I'm going to show you. I'm going to blow your mind.
The big conspiracy is that these camps are in place to put citizens into to control them.
But
that's the FEMA camps.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, you know, Auschwitz, you know, Nazi Germany kind of feel.
Yeah, but these people are way out there.
Right. Like, it's manufactured. Okay, sure.
Right, because we're running out of room.
Right. Yeah. You know?
We're running out of room in the U.S., and we want less taxpayers.
Right.
All right, Aaron.
And we want to pay to shelter everyone. What is the motivation behind...
Are you ready for this?
I'm not sure.
I mean, as long as we're going over world-class retarded shit today...
Okay.
You know, step one, Ebola comes to America.
Okay, that's already happened.
Step two, the virus spreads.
That happened too. Somebody caught it from somebody else.
Step three, the government decides to quarantine the general public for their safety.
There has been some quarantining going on. But
step four, cities go under martial law.
Michael Bay's bass drop.
Last step, people are forced into their homes and into FEMA camps, and the extermination begins.
Out of their homes and into
Transformer sound.
Yeah. This, and there's people that actually believe this shit.
Those are the people that are sharing the general population.
And what is the benefit for, the government?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
First of all, my ex-brother...
We don't have enough food? Like, what percentage of our food goes to waste in this country? I understand we have starving people still, but, like...
Right.
what is the benefit for killing off your own population?
There isn't.
Well, first of all, my ex-brother-in-law brought up a great point. We're in the same camp on this one. Ironic, I use the word camp on this one, but...
in the same FEMA camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, if the government really wanted to do that, don't you think it would be something a little easier to catch?
Right. Something airborne.
Yes. You know, something that would be able to spread really quickly.
Yep.
Very at least with AIDS, you can make an argument that like they're trying to control the population from doing things that they thought were immoral,
right?
You know,
yeah, trying to like
it was homosexual sex or you know, people who had like one night stands or slept around a lot that were spreading this disease.
No fun. You are not allowed to have fun.
But meanwhile, I mean, we sent our military over to Liberia.
I know.
for support for fighting Ebola. Well, I'm not for fighting Ebola. Actually, this is just for support for setting up camps for people. Oh my God, they're setting up FEMA camps in Liberia.
Right,
setting up hospitals so they can treat these people.
By the way, more dumb shit. Yeah. There's a man that is visiting his family right now in one of our suburbs. He's showing no symptoms, and he's being asked to keep an eye on his health. He's being asked to monitor.
Oh, nice.
He's being asked to monitor his health.
Yeah. He's showing paranoid. No symptoms, and he's from that. Yeah, it's
paranoia.
But why would they think that he was he exposed to?
No! And he's had
no
symptoms.
Did he travel anywhere in West Africa recently?
He's from there, and he's visiting. But he has no symptoms, and he hasn't been around anybody.
He's from West Africa, somewhere in West Africa. Yeah.
Liberia.
Yes.
He's from Liberia, and he's visiting Liberia.
No, he's visiting here.
He's visiting here, yeah.
I thought he lived here.
No, he's from Liberia, and he's visiting here. He has no symptoms, and he's being asked to monitor his health.
Okay, if he's traveling out of the country visiting, you know, completely legal, because they didn't say, you know, he didn't, like, somehow sneak into the country.
I don't think you're getting
boat.
It. A man from Liberia visiting Oak Park, asked to monitor health. I don't think that.
But my point is, if he's on vacation,
right.
coming to visit maybe family here in Michigan, he is not living in a situation where this disease is transmitting from person to person.
Because correct.
Because they're living in these huts. There's a whole fucking family in a hut, and they're close quarters.
Right.
You know, they may not even have a separate room for a bathroom. They're shitting somewhere outside. This is how this disease is passing from person to person. The same way, like, bird flu jumps from animals to humans because people are living in close quarters with the animals. Everybody's afraid of bird flu and Ebola. Like, we do not live in those types of conditions.
No, we have indoor plumbing.
Plus, we have really good medical.
Yeah, well... I mean, that's debatable, but we...
Well, better than Liberia.
Yes.
But what's funny is
for controlling disease, we have a much better system.
You know, and I thought this little cartoon made a great point. We're freaking out about Ebola. Obesity kills 300,000 people in this country per year.
Oh, it's a guy in a USA T-shirt, smoking a cigarette. Eating a hamburger. Drinking a beer.
Yeah.
And he's like, Ebola!
Yeah.
Ebola.
Tobacco's taken out 450,000 people. Alcohol takes out 88,000 people, and we're worried about something that affects
zero.
Yeah.
This is like driving down the freeway, having a conversation with somebody about why they won't fly because those things could fall out of the sky.
Right.
Yeah, I know, right? Those big iron birds aren't reliable.
Oh, they haven't been up there that long.
Well, I should probably do... some ads.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following us on Twitter at TheWeedsman420. TheWeedsmanPodcast@ChristopherMedia.net is the email. You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find the Weezman Podcast on Stitcher Radio. We got you covered. You can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Hey, please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. When you buy something, Amazon is going to kick back some money to help keep Christopher Media going. And if you are looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows, like the Weezman Podcast. We come out Tuesdays and Fridays, it seems to be working out. Unregimented comes out every Monday and Thursday. Eminem Question Everything comes out on Sundays. And the Todd Dill X-Pod, whenever the hell he fucking feels like it. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings is one-day fantasy sports. No being locked into one team for an entire season. You can draft a new team every day. Christopher Media listeners winning real money every day at DraftKings. Please click through the banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Sign up today at DraftKings.com.
Did you guys hear there's a new version of Because I Was High? Because no. I got high?
It's supposed to be the positive version.
There's a pot. What was negative about the other one?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
Didn't he, like, fail his class? His girlfriend dumped him.
Oh, right.
He fucked his life up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember the words, man.
Nope.
No, because I was high.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the positive remix.
Let's hear it.
Ironically, I care about.
I was hoping he would have redone the drums.
Yep.
Give me that vaporizer.
Oh, little update.
Yeah.
He's got gray in his beard now.
Yeah, oh, he got auto tune too.
You can't sing. Oh wow.
Problems with glaucoma, but then I got high. Smell the cannabis aroma, and I got high. Glaucoma is getting better, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high.
This video is not helping.
No, not whatsoever.
I used to smoke cigarettes, but then I got high.
What?
Yeah, here we go.
I don't know
again.
About that. You know, to actually the exact opposite is what I experienced, because I was trying to quit for the longest time, but I had to have that cigarette after I got high, after I smoked a joint. I was like, I gotta have a smoke.
Right.
That's what kept me coming back to the cigarettes until I got the vaporization shit.
Blah, 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 blah.
Has replaced drinking. I mean, I bet you Dr. Drew would prefer the other version.
Right.
I'm done with this.
Yeah, we get the point.
It doesn't exactly replace that.
He's basically talking about I replaced a bunch of other habits
right.
with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that a...
And him being an idiot on an automobile. Remote controlled living sofa.
Well, that's the most reasonable thing he said so far.
Right.
Hey. Okay, so he redeemed himself at the end there. That's actually perfect.
Right.
Criminal traps if it's legalized. I don't have to buy from gangbangers shooting craps if it's legalized. I can navigate with weed maps.
Oh,
there you go.
There we go. Ka-ching.
Promotional support for Weed Man comes from Weed Maps.
Yeah. Well, actually, it is. Said Weed Maps TV. Staff at normal.
All the secretaries, all the lawyers. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I want to say what's up to Weed Maps. Thanks for putting me on. Y'all go get one of them Weed Map apps. Navigate to a dispensary anywhere in the world.
What was that sound?
I think we just ran a commercial.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
What the hell?
He's playing air guitar.
On the couch.
He's been on the couch the entire time.
I know.
Yeah, well, it didn't get him off the couch. Didn't bring his girlfriend back.
No, he's still single. He's alone on that couch.
But the couch, he can take him anywhere.
He's still going with, like, this bad air guitar thing.
Yep. Now he's dead. No, he's alive. Now he's itching himself.
You know, I've never seen a less convincing air guitar performance in my life.
Yeah.
There it is.
That could have been any instrument.
We finally heard it.
Well, not really impressed.
No, none whatsoever.
You know, if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for Gary Johnson being batshit, he's our runner-up.
He made sense.
Not helping.
Right. He made sense at the end, and then I found out the whole thing was just a commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, I sent you another thing.
So you just—that's the same thing you just sent me.
It's got a second attachment on the YouTube.
Ah, there we go.
I heard that Alaska had their first ad for TV.
What the first ever commercial on TV? I mean, what are you talking about?
The very first commercial in Alaska.
They just got TV up there last year.
Give me a second. I'm still collecting my thoughts.
Sally, now they have a commercial.
Yes.
Well, fine. Just watch it, smartass.
There you go.
The war on marijuana is wasteful, and it hasn't worked. The time and resources available to law enforcement in Alaska is limited. And to waste any of that time or money on marijuana is using a hammer to go after a mosquito. It's just crazy.
Hey.
I spent a career in law enforcement in Alaska. I'm voting yes on ballot measure.
I'm offended by that. You just called me a mosquito.
Marijuana like alcohol. Top contributors are Marijuana Policy Project, Drug Policy Alliance, and Thomas Cody Swift.
Not applicable in all states.
Yeah. Weird word prohibited.
If your erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult your physician.
Five more ladies.
Yeah. All right.
So go pot in Alaska. Alaska is pretty much being touted as the next state that's going to do it. Like they seem to be the front runner.
I'm surprised that. Well, I guess. I mean, it makes sense. They are still in. They are one of the front runners.
That's where Fuck It I Quit's from, isn't it?
Yep.
She was in Alaska. The Fuck It I Quit chick.
The cannabis club that she...
Yeah. That chick.
Fuck it. I quit.
Oh, this bitch.
Snoop did an interview with her.
What do you mean?
He interviewed her on his show that he has on YouTube.
About her business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
But did they bring up her exit from television?
Yeah. They already talked about that. It was pretty good.
And then she smoked. Isn't that where she smoked?
I bet you that's online.
It is online.
Hey.
I believe it's the GGN News.
What's GGN News?
It's the Snoop Dogg News.
What?
It's like his YouTube channel. It's where he does these like shows.
Really?
Yeah, he's done with Seth Rogen.
So he's doing like video YouTube podcasts.
That's the thing
how old am I?
He's
got the YouTube podcasts on the internet with the Macintosh.
No, we had a clip on there from it before with when Jimmy Kimmel was on there with him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That wasn't Jimmy Kimmel's thing. That was Snoop Dogg's.
Yeah.
Delio.
There you go. Double D.
Just dating. Did I just say Delio?
Delio.
That's right.
Damn it, Chris, the microphone's on.
You know the lingo.
Charlo Green. Spicer's not a strain yet for her.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we want to welcome y'all inside the GGN News Network. I'm your host with the most, Finding Nemo, a.k.a. Nemo Hoes, and today I got a very special guest all the way live via Skype from Anchorage, Alaska.
Yep.
Give it up for the one and only Charlo Sticky Icky Green. Hey, baby girl.
What up?
What's happening? Can you see me?
What was that?
I said, can you see me?
I don't see any pizza. I do see that blind.
Oh, boy. So quick, so fast.
Say any pizza? That'd be a great conversation.
Yeah, it's already going well.
Yeah. A little busy, just, you know, getting
out to do it
community
over some Skype.
Encouraging people to.
If you own a cannabis club, couldn't you buy a computer with a better Skype connection?
From the rooftops. Yeah.
Or
so
get out of your closet.
We just left this public hearing and we rushed over to sit down and chat with the dog.
I know, that's right. Well, Miss Green, we just want to thank you for being a great advocate and putting it out there and just taking a stand for something that's so real to people around the world. So I want to commend you for that first and foremost.
Well, thank Thank you for everything that you've been doing. You normalized it. You made it so it wasn't this mystery thing. You are successful, and you smoke weed.
In a real way. So explain to the people out there that may be up under the closet that didn't see what happened last Sunday. What happened?
I went into work. I was on live TV. It came down to me just ending up a story or ending a story.
Could have quit a lot.
I sat and I thought out loud, fuck it. I quit. And I walked off. Never looked back since.
Was that an emotion that had been built up, or was it just something that spontaneously came across because you felt like, you know what, this is the way I feel, right? It's like the Holy Ghost. When you get the Spirit, sometimes you got to let it go.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. I mean, the message at the end of the day, I hope that is heard loud and clear. Just the fuck it. That was me thinking out loud. That was me speaking my truth in that moment. Working for marijuana.
You weren't filtering your thoughts.
Standing from the sidelines and talking.
I'm about done with this bitch.
I needed to start being about it.
Yeah, being on the field because you're a player. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to say to you. So what about the cannabis culture in Alaska? Because I've been there a few times to Anchorage, and it was all right when I was out there. I had a great time. So what is it like now in 2014?
Well, in 2014, we still got that fire.
I know, that's right.
We still got it. Okay. Plenty of it. So, I mean, it's just, I don't want to be pulled over for having a tail light out and then have to get a charge for it. That is,
we should have in your car
charge
for all of us up here in Alaska. I'm a medical marijuana card holder, but if I forget my card at home, then I'm still going to be charged for it regardless.
Mine's in my wallet at all times.
If they just think they smell weed, how is that okay? We need to legalize it.
Yeah, and I can get a ticket for driving without my driver's license on me.
Hey, lady who has a medical marijuana card, you shouldn't have it in the car. At least in our state, it should be locked up and in the trunk.
In a box, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want them running up in my house because it always smells like weed.
I know, that's right. So what is Proposition 2, and what are you doing up in Alaska to make sure that people vote yes?
Well, Ballot Measure 2 is the initiative to legalize recreational marijuana for people 21 years and older. It would legalize it. It would tax it. You wouldn't have to worry about always going to the street to get it. The state is going to reap in so much money if this does pass. People are going to be safe in their homes. And our medical marijuana patients are finally going to have dispensaries. We've had medical marijuana since 1998. That's when voters decided to legalize medical marijuana in Alaska. But the state hasn't done anything to set up any dispensaries or the framework
16 years.
For wanting to set up a dispensary.
Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't you have done something?
Voting yes on Tuesday.
Why do you have it?
Yeah.
If you don't have it.
Maybe it was just like a politician had to cover his ass for his son.
Liberty is all that we're about here in Alaska. Everyone comes up here to this huge, huge state because we like our rights, we like our freedom, we like our privacy. So that's what this vote is for, and it's for fairness. How can we in Alaska be killing ourselves with alcohol, but we can't have a safer alternative, a safer vice?
Pretty much what everybody else is saying.
My liver. Yeah. I'm not gonna drive drunk and run over like a family of five or anything.
What?
Like that. I'm not gonna go.
Is a random family of five out in the middle of the road? Is it the Cosbys? Did she run over the Cosbys?
You know?
You're right. So how can me and my homeboys at the GGN, how can we help get the awareness out there? Because I really want to push this message out there for you and the people of Alaska.
By interviewing her right now.
Colorado move as well. You see, that's recreational. So I feel like my voice is very powerful. So what can I do so I can help you help them help
you? I'm
not going
to lie. She's not hard on the eye.
I mean, if you could just call out Alaska voters and make sure that they are registered. We don't have too much time. October 5th is the last day to register to vote, to be able to go and vote yes on Ballot Measure 2. A lot of people in the black community up here in Alaska are not registered to vote and had absolutely no plans on registering or showing up until I said, fuck it. That's what got their attention. But you calling them out is going to get them to the polls. You have no idea how... Well, you probably do. You're a huge figure.
This
you
is what we're going
to
do.
To motivate people.
This is what we're going to do.
She said figure.
Yeah, I was like, figure.
If we get
figure?
No vote yes on Proposition 2, Snoop Dogg is coming to Alaska to
Snoop
do a concert.
Snoop Dogg ever motivated anyone to do?
Concert.
I don't know.
I'm bringing
smoke weed every day.
You feel me? In a real way.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm too serious. I'm serious as a motherfucker right now.
Whoa.
They vote yes on that.
That's pretty fucking serious.
He is.
And I'm doing a concert for y'all, wellness retreat. We're going to do it together to say that we brought something to life.
Oh, my gosh. That is going to motivate people.
She's getting wet right now because she's thinking about all the money she's going to make.
Awesome.
Yeah. Slashing around.
Everybody, what's up?
That's what we need to be doing.
Alaska wants to go to Snoop's dispensary. I want to go where Snoop goes.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time fighting for it and getting turned down and burned down. And they've been, you know, knocking me down.
Fired up.
Burned up.
Everywhere.
That's a sweet piece,
though. That this is medical and this could actually save lives and it actually helps people. Now we got people like yourself who's standing up. You show that it's multicultural. It's not just a bunch of thug dudes that's trying to push weed, but it's women and they speak with intelligence and speak from a right frame of mind. So
no, that's not really what she showed, Snoop. Right.
No.
She did not speak with intelligence.
You just made my day, Snoop. We're going to get this done together.
She quit her job with no class.
Yeah. So active.
That was pretty much the worst way to go.
Influence down in Colorado and over in Washington. Help them.
Hey, got her what her wanted. Got her dispensary noticed. Got her on Snoop Dogg's show.
Yep.
Stupid, unfair, unjust marijuana prohibition. Finally.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So where could people? I'm smoking on some of this KK. This Wiz Khalifa. Hand me that jar over there so I can show her what I'm working with. This some of that KK, that Wiz Khalifa Kush. He got that new thing, do thing, true thing. You understand me? Let me show you what that nub look like.
All right, so basically, yeah.
It's just them hanging
hold
out.
It, okay, hold man. It up. Wait.
Wow.
Hit me with some of that too. Pour a little bit of that in my hand. There's some of that. There's some of that purple. I know y'all like that purple out there.
Ooh, that stuff does look good.
Wow.
Too much fun down there.
Put in the
so
air.
Where can people find you at? You know, if that's looking for you, Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of shit. Where can they look you up at?
Yeah, they can find her. They have Twitter a Google. Oh, she just.
Oh, Charlotte.
You see that, Rob?
No. Damn it.
She just pushed her hair back and like stuck her boobs out. It's like, oh wait a minute, my cleavage isn't getting in the shot.
Yeah, back up a little bit. From there, you'll find a link to our Indiegogo campaign. We're still raising money.
How much more free airtime are we going to give this dumb bitch?
Alaska, yeah. That we're reaching all of our Native communities and just getting the word out that we need to educate each other. It is up to us to speak our truths. Yes, I smoke weed. I'm still a contributing member to society. You were my friend yesterday. Now that you know, are we still friends? Are we still cool? You registered to vote. That's what we're raising money for with our Indiegogo.com. Alaska Cannabis Clubs Fight for Freedom and Fairness. So just search for that.
Okay,
and then
off. We
have our Facebook.
Dun, dun,
dun. There she goes.
Yep, smoking it up.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Weedman Podcast. Make sure you subscribe for free by clicking through that iTunes banner and subscribing. Check us out every Tuesday and Friday. Thanks you guys for listening. Please, tell somebody. You have to. That's how this works. Numbers are growing every day. We appreciate everything that you do. And stay high.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.